Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
For two people who never know the day of the week, this is really going to confuse people. And yes, Virginia, there is a Stanley Cup Game 6 tonight, but this might also lead us, because of the game or something inside the game or around the game, lead us to an early edition of Marty Rantanen.
I'll find something for tomorrow, Duffer. I'll find something to rant about. I feel like I've taken a turn for the negative the last few weeks here, and I like it. It brings reaction. So here's my mini Rantanen, and we now know Stuart Skinner is going to be the starter for the Oilers in Game 6 tonight. But yesterday and today, it was all about Stuart Skinner is in the starter's net. Stuart Skinner is in the starter's net. Can we stop with the darn starter's net? Like, if I was a goalie right now, I would say, I have my net, and this is my net for the whole year. Like, I like consistency. Mm-hmm. What do you think happened when I showed up to the Buffalo Sabres, right? Showed up to Buffalo, and so Dwayne Roloson was here. Dominic Hasek was injured. Roley was at the Zamboni end at KeyBank Center, and I was in Hasek's net. We never change. Like, it's not like, hey, it's game day. Roley wants to be in the starter's net, or I'm playing tomorrow. And then when Dom returned, Dom was like, kid, this is my net. I don't care if you're playing tomorrow or whatnot. This is my net. Go to the other end. So I went to the Zamboni end at KeyBank. And then when Dom got traded and it was me and Bob Esenza or me or Ryan Miller, I didn't say, ooh, I'm going to Dominic Hasek's net now because I'm the starter. No, this like was my net. This is where I feel comfortable. This was my consistent place. I would warm up in the same spot, go to my net. It didn't matter if I was starting or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to hate this whole, I am the starter. I need to be in this net. What does it really matter? Okay, let me ask you this. What if you're in the first overtime tonight? You're at the other end.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did not practice in this net this morning. I'm probably going to give up a goal. Like, come on, give me a break. Like, and media, we get all starter's net. He's in the starter's net. How about if I was in charge, I'd say, you guys, pick your net, and this is where you're going to be all year, and there's no starter's net. There's just the D. They don't have a defensive side that they start. The D always start. They go to the same lines, the same drill. Everybody goes to the same corners. It's always the same routine. But the goalies, we got to have our starter's net. Oh, give me a break.
Okay, so my hunch was that it was going to be goaltending related. So yay me. I got that part right.
You got a point.
I was wildly off on the topic. Now, we will dive in a little bit more on tonight's starter. We do know Florida's starter too, right?
I would
because Vanacek got the game puck last game, so I'm a little concerned.
Like, yeah, but Vanacek got the game puck because he's been doing really, really a lot of distracting things in the warm-ups, so that's why.
Okay. Well, Skinner, Bobrovsky, the expected goaltenders in their respective nets tonight for Edmonton and Florida. But what I was going to ask you right off the bat, before even addressing the Stanley Cup Finals, goes something like this. Marty, if you were the reigning Hart and Vezina winner and didn't get announced as an original six member of Team USA's team for 2026? Would you feel offended by that as the best, most decorated American there is in the NHL right now?
So here's how, if I'm Connor LeBuck, I'm like, whatever. But really what it is that Team USA doesn't know who they want as their number one goaltender.
Or they're two or to, three?
Or two or three. Who's going to be the three guys? Like, if Thatcher Demko is healthy and has an unbelievable start to the season, Swayman, Ottinger, Hellebuck, one of them is going to be left out again. And last year it was Demko because he was injured. So it was easy. Mm. But who's going to be that guy? So here's what it tells me.
So you're serious? If you were Connor... And you're the reigning heart and best. You're telling me you honestly wouldn't care?
No, because I look.
You're an emotional guy. I think you would feel slighted for a few minutes.
But I also understand the game. I understand what's happening. Like,
I don't. I mean, okay, so Connor has a bad year next year and he's the number three. There's no way he's not on the team, right?
There's no way he's not on the team. I think he's got a spot and it's between Ottinger, Swayman, and Demko for the other three spots, right? Yeah. Like, at the very least, at the other two spots. But you look at the players that were announced. Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel, Bo Tkachuk, Quinn Hughes, and Charlie McAvoy.
Right.
Like, okay.
Like, if he gets clearance from either his doctors or the USA doctors.
That would be a very Boston Bruins thing to say, he's not going. We don't trust the doctors. We don't like it. We missed them at the end of the season. But but here's where I read into this. Mm-hmm. Connor Hellebuck was the Vezina Trophy winner. My opinion should have been unanimous. He was the best goalie last year in the regular season. Did I have him as the MVP? No. He wasn't even in my top four in the MVP. And I think the conversation is, would he be the number one? I think what it looks bad on is the voters that voted for Connor Hellebuck as the MVP, as the Hart Trophy last year, this past season, because he wasn't even voted in. He wasn't even, like, Team USA, Bill Guerin, whatever. They're like, we need to see more. We need to see more. We don't love it. And maybe that's big games. Maybe that's the Four Nations last year. Maybe that's the playoffs this year. They're just holding judgment. I want to see Connor Hellebuck say, but I was in the starter's net. I should be named to the team. I was in the starter's net.
I just think, and as you know, I really couldn't give two toonies about this whole process for every nation. It's like we joke about, like, reverse headlines. Like, it's only a story if those six guys named yesterday didn't make the team. It's not a story that they did. Like, obviously Rasmus Dahlin's going to be there's nothing to debate there. It's not a story. It's like, yeah, all you're I don't even know. Like, this is more people are confused with the timing of why would they do it, like, during the Stanley Cup final. Like, we have two dead months ahead here. Like,
wouldn't that have been a great, like,
we can do it on the 6 months out from the start of the Olympics. Like, wouldn't that be a nice day to do it in the middle of the summer?
Great thing. I don't know. At 10 o'clock on July 1 to announce it leading up to free agency. That would have been, like, something to talk about before noon.
Okay,
or September 1st.
You're speaking like a Canadian network analyst who has to fill time. That's BS. Exactly. You know it. It's not a good time to do it on free agent day.
September 1st, October 1st, a week before the season starts. Announce your
Thank
six.
You.
Like, see, this was the weirdest thing. And they rolled out, here's Team Denmark, here's Team Italy, here's Team France, here's Team Latvia. I'm like,
yeah, those poor countries get no mention because they're all lumped in on the same day. Roll it out over 2 weeks.
Come on. Like, if you're Team Italy, you have to pick six to name right now. Like, I'm like,
it's which six Canadians have dual citizenship.
And their last name is Koliakovo or Corrado or something like that.
But there's so much history of that, right?
There is. Jim Corsi played, of course,
Do you have French? You don't have any connections to France, do you?
No.
But a lot of that
is also, like, if you played there for a little bit, then you can get your citizenship and play.
Yeah.
And there's
who was the goalie we were talking about this past year? The one for Seattle, Decord.
Oh, Joey Decord. He has three. He has Swiss, American, and Canadian.
And he did not get named to anybody's six yesterday?
No. He did not. One third of his body got named to any of them. Yes. But okay, like Team Canada, whatever. Like, you know, the big thing now, yesterday, Adam Fox was not named. Well, he didn't have a good Four Nations. He didn't have a good season. That's why he didn't get named. If you told me Adam Fox was named, that would have been a story. I would have said, why?
Why? Exactly. But, yeah.
You know, Tage Thompson didn't get named. Yeah. I think Tage Thompson's going to be on the team, but he's not a top six. Yeah. He's not I'm going to name him. Why? Because you didn't pick him for the Four Nations? Like, okay.
What does Nico Sturm have over JJ Paterka? That's what I want to know.
That's the story. Like, okay. Like, JJ, where is he going to play? What if he doesn't have a contract and doesn't play in the NHL for 3 months next year and he's playing in the German league or not playing at all? Are the Germans withholding what if type of scenario? But JJ Paterka is going to be on the team regardless. Mm-hmm. He should have been named ahead of Nico Sturm. No, yeah. Maybe he should have been named ahead of Philip Grubauer. Why do you name a goalie? You don't have to name a goalie.
A very good point by you. I was like, why? Why are you naming him?
What's Grubauer done?
That was actually one of the more nothing personal against Grubauer.
He was in the starters now.
We've all watched him struggle for years here in Seattle. Anyway. Meanwhile, back to German engineering and more on JJ Paterka because
we got to just tell Jeff what happened with the German engineering comment. So,
well, we can tell everybody, including producer Jeff.
So, producer Jeff. Friday, I picked up Duffer to go to Scott Metcalf's Celebration of Life. And because Jacob had my truck and I didn't have a car, so I rented a car, right? I went to the airport, got a rental for a couple of days so I could. And it was this really cute, small Mercedes SUV. But nothing in there that should be kind of working in a proper way was working. So the cup holder, you're supposed to pull the thing up and it's supposed to latch there. It wasn't. It kept closing back and you couldn't really have your Duffer walks in with a coffee and the thing was leaning against the coffee and it was almost spilling it. And I'm like, I don't know how to keep it open. It's broken. The bumper was busted. There was the back bumper was busted. There was so many
things. Jeff, trust me when I say I was no help to the situation.
So we're trying to put the water bottle in there to hold it open, but the water bottle keeps leaning back or whatever. It wasn't until Saturday morning that I got in the car and I'm like, what if I turn the bottle upside down and sideways and I jam it in there? And then it stayed open. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to Duffer. I'm like, hey, 24 hours later, I fixed a cup holder. And Duffer goes, that just like the engineer intended it for. And then I said German
engineering,
because we had the headline the one year that we were going to run German engineering. Yeah. The only problem, it was sponsored by GMC. So we couldn't go with the German engineering headline sponsored by GMC. So yes, we had a good laugh, internal laugh, but these are the things that happen within the team that just keeps your day going. Mm-hmm. And German engineering at its finest with the water bottle stuck in there for the cup holder.
I just want you to know how proud I was of you in that moment for making a situation better against all odds. Now, okay, I don't think it's against all odds. I think people are still, don't you think, optimistic that all this Paterka stuff, don't you think the majority of people think, look, Buffalo's going to get the deal done with
Germany.
Them?
Huh? And he'll, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I think that if you're JJ Paterka, maybe not by the first day of training camp, but by halfway through training camp, first day of the regular season, you got to be signed.
I can't be waiting that long. I don't think anybody can. Really? Can you?
You have to. I mean, I held out.
I know. But
I win? No, I got the exact same deal I would have gotten at the start of training camp.
Right.
And I think that's what happens usually because teams are like, you know what? What's the hockey mentality? Next man up. Somebody's going to fill in that spot. Somebody's going to get there. You don't want the ice time. Somebody wants it. Right. And I think that would be where I would do. And a lot of people on comments yesterday when we put the thing and I said, We put a clip on social media, and I said, you know what? The Sabres should just say, well, you know what? We're not trading you, and this is what it is. And you don't have arbitration right. You have very, very little leverage right now. Mm-hmm. You can go get yourself an offer sheet, and we'll match it. But, you know, like, what does that do? You're just going to cause issues. So, and people were like, yeah, Sabres should just be like holding the line. This is what it is. There was a lot of comments that way geared on social media yesterday. Oh,
what are the comments today based on the question of who's going to be their next highest paid forward when basically we're looking at a year from now? Because, of course, by that time, Alex Tuch will be starting a new contract. So it's a fair question based on everything we've been talking about for a month, or at the very least since the Dallas Stars got eliminated, because yes, Jason Robertson became a fixation point for present company and pretty much everybody else included. The offer sheet thing is bizarre in the sense that you just like had it naturally roll off your tongue, like, oh yeah, like they would match it. Well, okay, well, then JJ is obviously and presumably by a lot your highest paid forward. And I'm not sure you want that to be that far ahead. Like, that's what's going to happen if you're matching an offer sheet. Let's be real here. Like, it's going to be at least a million over what we were talking about yesterday, which was in the 7.5 to just over 8 range. So I don't think you want that as a team. But if you're saying that they would still do it, then I who am I to argue with you?
Okay, so if for example a team decided to offer sheet JJ Paterka between 7 million and 9.3, it's the same thing. You're not going to negotiate with JJ Paterka and say we're going to give you 7 million. If you're going to be in that range, you're going to try to be to the upper side of the range, mm-hmm, because you want to put the other team in a position where maybe they're not going to match it. At 7 million, it's like, whatever, we'll match it. At 7.5, we'll match it. At 8, we'll match it. And then you get to 8.5, 9, and you're like, yeah, maybe we won't match it, right? So, but the compensation is the first, second, and the third. Is that enough to say
no,
you're not
going not.
To match
That's
it?
That's why I'm saying there's no way a team settles at that number. It's going to go higher. But then, again, like, well, you really don't want to be on the
11,
other end of this if you
choose. That's expensive.
Huh?
9.3 to 11 million. That's expensive.
Well,
for JJ Paterka.
It's just draft picks.
Yeah, but the team still has to pay that player that money.
I know, but if the team isn't Buffalo, and like, to me, like, if an offer sheet comes at that level, that's not ideal for the Sabres.
I agree. It's not ideal because then all of a sudden you're paying JJ Paterka almost $2 million more than you would.
But
want
what
to.
Other team, honestly, let's just round it off. Who's paying JJ Paterka $10 million? Isn't that a little bit like? I mean, unless they're one of these teams, other teams that has like 30 to 40 million of cap space, nobody else can do this.
Yeah, and there's only
nobody else
15
can do this.
Marty,
here's the comps. Like, JJ was drafted in 2020. Mm-hmm. And since and including that draft, here's the four guys that are ahead of him in scoring. Stützle, Raymond, Jarvis, and Wyatt Johnston. Those are the only four guys ahead of him that have been drafted
making
in 20.
Like,
yeah, and guess what they're making? Stützle, 8.3 times 8 years. Mm-hmm. Raymond, 8.08 times 8 years. Jarvis, 8 years, 7.4. Great bargain for a really good team.
Yes.
Wyatt Johnston, probably an overpay based on games mm-hmm. played, but he's been very consistent. He's at 8.4 for only 5 years. So that's a wrinkle compared to the other ones that are longer term. And then you start throwing other names in the comp machine, many of whom were much higher draft picks. But of course, once you get into the NHL, the draft pick status doesn't really matter. It's based on what you're actually doing in the NHL. Slavkovsky's at 7.6. He was a number one overall pick.
Yep.
Quinton Byfield's on a great deal. 6.25 for 5 years. Like, seriously, this is a great debate. Who would you rather have, Paterka or Byfield? I think a great case could be made for both.
There's a great case that could say you want Quentin Byfield, the center, the big center, right, that goes.
But he doesn't produce that. He hasn't produced as high yet. You got Dylan Gunther, 8 years, 7.1. Alexis Lafreniere, not looking like a great deal now. 7 times 7.45. You know, so this is, it's just, oh, by the way, though, because we don't talk about it an awful lot, maybe because our instincts are not to believe that this is going to happen. Let's reiterate the best, probably, current bridge deal in the NHL. I mean, it's going to cost them a gazillion down the road here. But Kirill Marchenko.
Oh, yeah.
Kirill Marchenko is in year two of a three-year times 3.8. Oh, my gosh, what a contract that is for Columbus right now.
Let me explain to people something, though, that I... Look, there's always something new that comes to my mind as we talk it through.
Yep.
So what can J.J. Peterka sign on a long term, term-wise with the Sabres? Mm-hmm. He can sign an eight-year deal, and he can guarantee himself some money. In an offer sheet, I think the maximum term that a player can really sign in an offer sheet is 5 years. And here's the reason why. Because if you sign J.J. Peterka to a seven-year offer sheet, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say you go 7 times 8, okay, which is 56. Well, to calculate the compensation that you got to give the Sabres if the Sabres don't match, you don't do 56 divided by 7. You do 56 divided by 5. Mm-hmm. 5 is the maximum number you can divide the total salary to do the compensation. So then all of a sudden, what you thought you were signing a player for $8 million, your compensation is costing you what $11 million will cost you compensation-wise. Mm-hmm. So if you're J.J. Peterka and his agent, and you're looking at this, the maximum offer sheet, really term-wise, you can sign or teams will sign you is 5 years. Because anything over that, the compensation level rises because the AAV does not match the compensation.
Right.
But with Buffalo, you can sign 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of a big difference between 5 and 8 years mm-hmm. in term that you can get.
So based on all those, comparables that I just rolled through, Stützle, Raymond, Jarvis, Wyatt Johnson, Slafkovský, Gunther, Byfield, like, has anything changed for you? Or are you still like more in the low sevens to mid sevens as the expected annual value of Peterka's next deal?
Okay, so because I'm going to answer the question that we pose on social media with saying Alex Tuck would be the highest paid forward in a year from now. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking
when his next
September
deal kicks
1st, 2025. We're talking September 1st, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying Alex Tuck, and I say Josh Norris would be 2 and J.J. Peterka would be 3. So I think there is 750,000, almost 800,000, actually $800,000 of play between Thompson and Norris. That's where I see Peterka.
Mm-hmm.
Probably closer to the Norris. Like now, probably more to 7.7, 7.8, closer to 7.9. But he's not getting to 8. And the reason why is, why would he take, even if it's on a 5-year deal, okay, to an offer sheet, 5 years, 8.5 million, or 5 years, 9. Let's roll like very easy math. 5 years, 9 million, which is 45 million total, okay? Why wouldn't he take 8 years at 7.5 with the Sabres, which all of a sudden it's 13 or 14 million more?
Well, we know why. Without even canvassing him, I mean, I think any player in this situation is probably, you know, wanting to ensure the team is continuing to get better.
Yes.
And as you often point out, like, these long-term deals are incredible, for sure, for young players. Mm-hmm. But some of them would be wired to try to cash in at age 27, 28 again.
Auston Matthews signed a 5-year deal, and he's like, right? So Peterka's 23. He's like, hey, 5 years, I'll cash in again at 28.
And when I say they are wired, I don't mean it specific to the player. It's always in economics. Their bubble, which is their agent, their whatever, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that tend to influence these decisions. But I don't know. I mean, even, okay, so if you just go 5 years, like, okay, Wyatt Johnston is one of the more recent ones. He's 5 years, 8.4. You think Paterka's using that as a comp?
Could be. And there's always the debate, right? Like, okay, on a long-term deal, because it's so much money, maybe players are going to take less.
Yeah.
And then if you give me a shorter-term deal, then I want to get a little bit more because, hey, I'm giving you the best years now. But he's 23 years old. I think over 8 years, you're getting the best years.
Well, who are some of the other names that you were pulling up on our social question as far as who people think?
Tuck, Norris were the two. Tuck, Norris. One said Jason Robertson, saying, okay, Robertson comes in. And I do think there is the door opening a little bit for we're bringing a top six or a top line winger. That maybe is going to be eight. But if you bring in somebody that's making eight, I'm saying goodbye to J.J. Paterka, and then you're not going to have money for Paterka, for Quinn, for McLeod, for potentially Byram, and for somebody making over eight. Like, something is going to have to give. Maybe that's Bo Byram, and we talked about that. But there is the door open for a Jason Robertson or somebody to come in and making that much money.
I think the door's always open, and it should be both ways if you want to add that type of impact up front.
And it's not just this summer. It could be next summer, too. Let's think about it, because the question is, after next season, starting the 26-27 season, who would be the highest paid forward?
Well, for 25-26, you can get in the building starting at just $23 a seat at season ticket memberships, which, of course, offers exclusive discounts and events and more. You can learn more about plan options, sabres.com/membership. Keep the answers coming. We'll try to maybe get it back on the Stanley Cup final, or we'll just talk more Sabres exclusively on Sabres Live after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I love it when all of our on-air and off-air discussions, like, just, they just add to everything here. So I was just flippantly saying, I'm longing for the days of, you know, when unrestricted free agency used to be in the early 30s for players, right? 33, 32, 31. It has progressed nicely for the players in the association, obviously, to give young players that huge opportunity in their, you know, mid-20s.
Yes.
And then the trickle, the effect of having that lower age has been even more pronounced on the younger players in the game, because teams don't want them to get to unrestricted free agency at such a young age. So they get these massive 7 and 8 year deals when in their early 20s. So maybe it's win-win for both sides. But the beauty of having that very quick commercial break discussion about unrestricted free agency and those in their 30s, you could kind of snicker and say, yeah, I mean, now we always talk about a young man's game and, like, what's somebody going to get as a UFA at 33? Arguably, the guy who's going to win the Conn Smythe tonight, his name is Brad Marchand. He's 37, and the tone has 100% changed over the last two rounds with his impact. Now, I would say I have no, like, zero hope or expectation that he stays with the Florida Panthers, because the bidding is obviously going to be off the charts. So what is the likely dollar figure on an annual basis for Brad Marchand at age 37 going into next season? Keeping in mind, just as an example, Brent Burns just made $8 million as a 40-year-old. So,
okay, can we play the delay?
The price is right.
Like the guy that goes up the ladder, and I'm going to say, it's not about without going over, right? This is not the showcase showdown. This is the little guy going up. You can go over. I think.
No, if you guess wrong, he falls off the cliff.
Yeah, but if it was $7 and you guessed $8, you got one, right?
Right.
So you could go over, but it was the difference between the price. So I'm going to say Brad Marchand is going to get somewhere. I'm going to pick an easy number, $7 million on the AAV next year. He's going to get probably if he gets 4 years, then it may drop the AAV. Duffers, if you're on the radio,
listening
on WGR, he's giving the thumbs up, like inflate that sucker. But no, I'm saying probably
he'll take more money shorter. That's what my expectation is.
Okay.
That
makes sense, because I thought 4 times 5.5.
Look who he's playing against. He's seeing Corey Perry almost match him goal for goal here in the finals. Corey's already 40. Corey's been making nothing. Brad can do this on an annual basis like a lot of other players have done in the last 15 years. Keep chasing it every year. He could go 1 year 10 and then do another. If you don't think Brad Marchand believes in himself that he can start doing this, he's
scored 30. You know what else he can do if he does a one-year deal? He can get bonuses. 1 year with bonuses because he's 35 and over.
But he wants to feed his ego too. I think he just wants to keep winning and keep showing people how great he is after being underpaid for the bulk of his career by NHL standards. Marty, he's got 33 goals this year in 93 games, playoffs and regular season combined.
But
he's going to get paid.
He only had one in the first 10 games with Boston, coming off 3 surgeries in the offseason, and then only 2 in the last 10 regular season games with Florida. Now
those were like simulated games for him.
Exactly.
They really were. Like, it was just like, whatever.
These are scrimmages. These are like inter-squads, like whatever. I think there is going to be a lot of desire for Brad Marchand, but it will somebody's going to offer terms. Somebody's got to give him.
I don't think he takes the terms.
But that's the thing, though. You're going to have to make that decision.
Go to LA. Try it. Like, Ken Holland just arrived, wants to make a splash, right? How do they get better? How do they beat the Oilers in round one? Well,
dude, I'm telling you, the team to watch this summer is the team in that same area code. It's the Anaheim Ducks.
Right.
Like Anaheim with either Mitch Marner or Brad Marchand or somebody. They're going after a big fish.
They will.
Huge fish.
I don't think Brad goes there because they don't have the pedigree yet. I think he sells himself to teams that are absolutely close and that he can be the different. I'm not dismissing the fact that I think Anaheim's on the rise. I just don't know if he can, in conjunction with whatever else they do this summer. I'm not sure they're going to take that big a leap, but it has to happen at some point for any of these teams. Sabres included here. Like, seriously.
So if we think Marchand is going to explore this, that's because I would think that Florida is going to retain Sam Bennett, which he is my MVP Conn Smythe winner right now.
Yep.
Unless Florida wins tonight, Marchand scores 2, including the game winner, and the media members that vote on this are going to be like, hey, this is great. Like, Brent Marchand, let's vote him in. I think Sam Bennett is the MVP for me so far, and unless something major happened, he would win it. But I would think that Sam Bennett's going to stay in Florida. They're going to put all their effort into keeping him there. Marchand is 50-50 and Ekblad is gone. Like, that's the way I see it lined up for the Florida Panthers.
Right. I mean, they could always...
Ekblad's going to make a lot of money.
Who?
Ekblad's going to make a lot of money.
I think Brad's going to make more. On an annual basis. I think if Ekblad stays, he'll stay comfortably around the 7 mark. And I think if Brad stays, they're going to have to get him at 8. And they're going to have to move some other pieces out.
To make it
and
work.
Guess what? They can, because that's the power you have when you're at the top of the mountain. And they're not there yet this year, but they're closer than any other team at the moment heading into game six.
They would be selling high, you know, on what player right now? They'd be selling high on Evan Rodriguez.
Yeah,
he has another year. He has 2 years left at $3 million.
Right.
You cleared that three. Maybe it's Verhaeghe that you say he has, you know, signed a long-term deal, $7 million a year, though that's a lot. But still, like, you get $10 million right there, you can move. And then you have Bennett and Marchand, you re-sign, and you let Ekblad go. You just got Seth Jones. There's things Bill Zito can do. Oh, and you know, by the way, you know who gave Bill Zito his first chance in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, but I'm blanking.
Jarmo Kekäläinen.
Yeah.
Jarmo, Bill Zito was an agent.
When he crossed over, Columbus. Yeah.
And he hired him as him and Chris McFarland were both assistant general managers in Columbus. Now McFarland's the GM in Colorado, and Bill Zito, and they both had amazing success, right? So Jarmo is here now in Buffalo and working with Kevin, and maybe, you know, that helps the JJ Paterka situation, that helps the Bo Byram situation, that helps all of them, but Bill Zito is one of the best now, and he'll figure it out in Florida.
So do you think the Sabres will throw an offer Marchand's way if it gets to that point?
I would kick the tires.
Of course you should. Would.
I would call and just be like, listen, like I have a spot in the top six, right? I told you, I have a winger spot in the top six. Maybe third line, but I think you're selling it on Marchand. You're saying, I have a top spot in the top six. You could go out and you could play maybe with Josh Norris and Tage Thompson, or you could play with McLeod and Tuck. Like, I have a spot for you. Like, you come here, we're going to make it work.
Again, well, yeah, but you can move lots of money to make this more palatable. Like, that has to be where they're at this point, wouldn't you think? I mean,
you have to move. You're probably,
I mean, pick any player making a lot of money, like outside of Dahlin and maybe Thompson. I don't think anybody feels like anybody else is untouchable here.
Well, okay, so how would your defense look if you didn't have Bo Byram and if you didn't have Owen Power, for example?
Maybe not even Matias Samuelsson, but you collectively take all of that money and retool it, and, you know, I'm not projecting any of this or predicting it even. I'm just saying it's all doable. Well, if you want to,
if you think it's
all
not doable, that's the issue, because you know what? Vegas never said that we can't do it.
Tampa never says it. Florida
Colorado
doesn't.
Colorado didn't say we can't do it when they acquired, you know, well, they did say we can't do it with Renton, but it was a different story. But Dallas didn't say we can't do it. You know, there's definitely ways to get things done.
This is the problem with talking as opposed to, you know, being on your laptop. You get that delete key where the
Colorado
thought doesn't come
said
out.
We can't do 14, right. And then he signs for 12 in Dallas. I think they wanted to do 12. Rantanen at that moment didn't want to sign for 12.
Yeah. Where is he now? Highest paid Dallas star.
He was named to the top six.
You would hope.
Yes.
What happens tonight?
Florida's going to win. They have to, right? I mean, they're the better team. They're the more consistent team. Duffer, instant trivia, which there's no way you can know the answer to this. Because if you do, my brain's going to blow up, okay? How many, according to Natural Stat Trick, in the final, how many line combinations have the Florida Panthers used so far in the first five games?
I mean, does this include lines that have been together for 4 seconds?
I would say probably like a couple of minutes here and there, but not 4 seconds or whatever. But well, even
okay,
that
okay.
Matters.
So you're surrounding this question with what I think is something to throw me off of the scent, because to me, it shouldn't be that hard a number to guess, and yet you're saying your mind would be blown if I guess
it. I started with the easy question, the easy answer.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say six.
okay, you're really close. It's eight. And it's only because they moved like Verhagen, right. Rodriguez a little bit, and Boqvist was in for AJ Greer. Yeah. But they have the same lines that have played for the whole finals.
You've been stressing this, Marty. I've been listening. Okay. That's why I went in with a low number.
How many line combinations does Natural Stat Tricks say the Edmonton Oilers have used in five games?
24.
Jeff, I talked to you before the show. The answer is 25. Like, my mind is blown that you went 6-24. 25.
Okay. I think you helped me along here.
So. Yeah, but the Florida Panthers have three lines that have played 40 minutes or more of 5-on-5 hockey. The Edmonton Oilers have none. And their line that have played the most hockey at 5-on-5 is McDavid, Dreisaitl, and Perry as a line. They're not even a line. They haven't been a line in two games. Like, it's crazy. That's why I say the Florida Panthers are winning tonight. Because then, again, you're starting with, okay, we have John Klingberg in the lineup tonight. He hasn't played in the last two. It was Troy Stetcher. And now your six defensemen are switched again. You have Stuart Skinner in net. You're bringing Kapanen back, and you're going to play him with Dreisaitl and Kane. Kane is moving back up to the second line. You're making so many changes once again. RNH hasn't skated since the end of game five. He didn't skate on the off days. He didn't skate this morning. He's supposed to be a game time decision. Everybody says he'll play because Jones was on that top line with McDavid. But who knows? I mean, I'm looking at all of this and I'm like, Chris Knobloch is trying, but he's limited in what he can do.
Mm-hmm. Or unlimited, as it were.
With 25. I can't believe you said 24. That was spectacular.
Marty, you've taught me well. I mean, I sit here in amazement at all of your guesses. Two defensemen are celebrating birthdays today. Dougie Hamilton is 32. Henry Jokiharju is 26. Will one, both, or neither be in new places come this fall?
One will definitely be in the new place, I would think. Dougie Hamilton, man, that could be interesting for... Look, Henry's an RFA, but do you qualify Henry Jokiharju with the Boston Bruins? I mean, his qualifying offer is... I mean, that's going to be a lot of money. He was making $3.1 million last year. I don't think that the Boston Bruins are going to qualify him. I think he walks. I think he walks and going to find somewhere else. So okay. I think Dougie is going to stay. So one, Henry will find a new spot. Hot takes. Hot takes when Henry Jokiharju right here.
In his new market?
I don't know.
Will he be king of content in his new market? Aside from passports, what do the Jokiharjus and the Kekalinens have in common?
Aside for Pat, were they great Finnish baseball players?
Clarkson.
Oh.
Henry's brother went there.
Okay. Oh, see. I had no idea that Jarmo went to Clarkson's until 2 weeks ago. So, yeah,
correct.
I should have known that was that. Which, by the way, I watched somehow. My phone listens to me. Every time I say Finnish baseball, I'm sure it goes through my algorithm. And when I go on Instagram, I get all these Finnish baseball, like you know, I say there's a river in the outfield. The other day, the ball went through the fence. There was a hole in the fence. They have to go get it. So they jump the fence, and it's down the street, and they're running down the sidewalk to get to the ball to bring it back. It's wild. I want to go to Finland now and watch how this is being played. Like, it's wild.
Impossible segue. No idea what's next on Sabres Live.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The daily question from at Sabres Live is, which forward is going to be the highest paid on the Sabres a year from now? Mm-hmm. Can you give me one name that we haven't mentioned before that you think would be amazing in that position as highest paid Sabre forward?
I'll give you a name.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And I'm going to give you Mitch Marner.
Yeah, but that's you missed the assignment. You have mentioned Mitch Marner many, 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 many times. Many. I wanted like a new one that we've not talked about.
A new one that you've not talked about. I mean,
yes.
Looking at the UFAs, I think that would have to come through a UFA. That would have to be okay. Well, we've talked about all of them. We talked about Nick Ehlers. We've talked about everybody, right? So, and the other ones coming in, I don't think would make that much money. They wouldn't be like, if somehow the Sabres are
so they trade with somebody, they make a bold trade and they acquire somebody that's making 10 million or even 9. Come on, man. I know you can do this.
I know, but trades are so like for that much money, like it's a lot. That, okay, Marty Natchez wants out. Colorado may be looking.
Nobody in Buffalo wants Marty Natchez to be the top paid forward on the team a year from now. No one.
I understand that, but he'd be 6'5". He's a UFA at the end of the year. Maybe makes. I'm just saying, you want names that we haven't named. Maybe it's Marty Natchez that's making $8 million.
Let me clarify. I want names that I want.
I told you. I told you two names I want. That could be a possibility.
You're supposed to get inside my head and tell me the name that I want to see as the Sabres' highest paid forward.
Okay, how about what's?
Do we need counseling? Are you now not on the same wavelength as me?
No, I didn't. I started to think about defensemen and goalies. I'm like, well, no, Rasmus Dahlin. It's not the question. Question is forwards. What's in your head?
Nothing, because I'm too busy celebrating Barry Manilow's birthday.
82, Barry Manilow.
So what we have to do is punt and revisit tomorrow on Sabres Live.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.